Carid's fingers flickered and danced on the control panel, and the spear banked at an impossible angle, directly into the path of the incoming horde. The spear had the maneuverability of a vessel half its size, and the unexpected change in direction happened too quickly for the interceptors to react. The tiny fighters were smashed to smithereens against the gargantuan battleship's hull. The move also brought the front of the spear in line with the surviving destroyers and interceptors still locked in battle with the corvettes. Carid's eyes flickered over the screens of the pod as she descended on the skirmish, the massive capital ship dwarfing the other players. She tapped the control panel, her fingers a blur as she selected her targets in rapid succession. The interceptors, too engaged with the Republic vessels to take evasive action, were wiped out in the first volley. The corvettes were next, their deflectors useless against the spear's point-blank assault. The destroyers, already heavily damaged, were a mere afterthought. Several of the vessels were engulfed by fiery explosions, others rendered lifeless hunks of scrap, their hulls perforated with countless gaping holes. But Carid didn't have time to relish the carnage as she turned her attention to her final goal. The remaining hammerhead was still firing at the Exemplar. Locked in close combat with the Republic ship, Gravis had been unable to prepare his vessel for the jump to hyperspace. Lowering the shields to make the jump wasn't an option when an enemy was firing at you. There had been a brief window for them both to escape while the spear was wiping out the other ships, but the Republic commander had failed to fully grasp the situation. Instead of mutual flight, he had chosen to continue the battle rather than risk an attempted retreat that would leave him vulnerable to the Exemplar. Now it was too late for both of them. The Ascendant Spear closed rapidly on the two remaining ships. Concentrating her turbo lasers on the hammerhead's center, she sliced it cleanly in two. Bodies and debris spilled out from the gutted Republic ship into the cold, dark void of space. At the same time, she sensed a massive energy signature emanating from the Exemplar. Gravis was trying to make a last desperate jump to hyperspace. He dropped his shields and left his ship vulnerable to attack. But he knew he had no hope of defeating the Empire's most feared weapon if he stayed to fight. Drawing on the automated targeting systems of the spear, Carid fired a precision strike to disable the Exemplar's hyperdrive, leaving Gravis at her mercy. A sudden beeping in her ear told her Gravis was trying to open a hailing channel. But she had no interest in listening to him barter and beg for his life. Instead, she took aim and fired for the last time. The unshielded Exemplar exploded into a ball of spectacular blue flame, instantly killing everyone aboard. Carid sent the spear into a long, slow circle, scanning the wreckage and debris of the entire battle for signs of life, but finding nothing. Satisfied, she contacted the bridge.
Moff Lorman, prepare to resume command.
Yes, my lord.
Carid tapped the controls beneath her fingers once more, severing her connection with the spear. She shuddered as the wires retracted, the needles of the biosynthetic interfaces slowly withdrawing her cybernetic implants. A wave of exhaustion washed over her, along with an overwhelming sense of intense and irreplaceable loss. Each time she broke her connection with the ship, it felt like losing a limb. The crystal sphere slowly opened to reveal her two apprentices still sitting cross-legged on the floor on either side. Their faces were drawn and haggard, their brows covered with sheens of sweat from supporting their master's exertion. But though they shared her fatigue, only she knew the glory of becoming one with the spear. And only she could understand the emptiness that enveloped her when the connection was broken.
Tell Moff Lorman to transmit the record of the battle to the Dark Council. Let them see that Gravis was a traitor to the Empire.
To herself, she added.
And let them see what happens to those who get in my way.